Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I want to take a quick moment to start the show by telling you that you are amazing. This whole podcast, this whole community is here solely because you recommend to your friends, you engage, you like us on YouTube and Facebook and subscribe to us and all that good stuff. You guys are amazing. If you continue getting value, make sure you give us good reviews, subscribe to YouTube, join the Facebook group. Basically, go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all the tools that you need to grow your cleaning company. Today, we are chatting with Susan Brito from Elite Cleaning Services in Spring, Texas, just outside of Houston. Elite has been in business for 2 years and serves the residential market. If you want to reach out to Susan and her team, you can hold them at www.cleaningelite.com. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
So glad to be talking with you today. Tell us a little bit about you. Are you, you're in Houston, you're in the cleaning business. Are you married, single, you got kids, you got dogs? What's going on in your world?
Oh, wow. I have all of the above.
Fantastic.
No, not except single. No, I've been happily married for 17 years. I have two beautiful girls and a husband and two dogs.
All right. As coming from the husband's perspective, you can't say, I've got two beautiful girls and a husband. You got to go either two girls and a husband or two beautiful girls and a very handsome husband.
Well, you know what? My husband actually is quite handsome.
There you go. Let's lead with that, sister. Come on. Throw the guy a bone. Yeah. 17 years he's been around. He gave you two kids. Let's give credit where credit is due. How'd you get in the cleaning business?
Okay. So the way that I got into the cleaning business is my mom was a cleaner. Ever since I was 11 years old, I can remember going with her to houses and just helping her sweep and helping her take out the trash and just helping her do her own cleanings. And then when I got into my college years, whenever I was in a crunch, I would just offer to go clean somebody's apartment, offer to go clean somebody's house. And then it was just something that was just always, you know, just kind of there that I just knew how to do. And then back in 2008, when the economy went really, really bad, my husband lost his job for a while. And it was really, really hard for us. And I said, well, what can I do that is flexible with my time, that I can arrange my schedule? Because by that time, I had my two daughters. And what can I do that, you know, that's going to bring me in money, but at the same time, I'm not going to be gone all day. And sure. So I just started to you know, kind of just ask my friends and family, you know, hey, you know, do you know anybody that needs house cleaning? And so from there on, it just kind of expanded. One person would recommend another person. And so I just did it, not company affiliated, but kind of just on my own for a few years. And that's how I started.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a good start. How can I help you move closer to your goals today?
Well, like I mentioned, that my mom was a cleaner. Mm-hmm. And so we're all a little bit OCD, not a whole bunch of OCD, but like my brother, my sisters, we all kind of, you know, have to have the house clean before we leave and, you know, just things like that. But so my brother and his wife would, you know, I offered them to partner up with me because I know the field work and my brother is very good also at cleaning. And my sister-in-law is very good with marketing and sales. And so we are talking, you know, we're talking about, we're looking for information or just guidance on how to partner up. You know, what is the cost? Is there like a 50-50? We don't know how to draw the lines and, you know, like the legal actions. We just don't know how to do it. And so that's what I needed help with today.
Cool. I can help you with that. Let's jump in. First of all, are you a sole proprietorship or an LLC or what, how is your company formed?
It's a LLC.
Okay, good. So you, if you're the only owner currently, you're probably the managing member and the only member. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So first I'm going to give you some advice you kind of asked for, but kind of not. And then I'll, try and answer your question more directly. So the first and foremost, I've been buying, selling, building businesses for 23 years now, maybe 20 years, a couple mm-hmm. decades, long time. And I've mm-hmm. literally had conversations in forums and guys that I've known for years. I was in a group called YEO, Young Entrepreneurs Organization, It's now EO. It's a fantastic group. If you're over $1 million in sales, I would highly recommend all of you guys joining. It's a great community of entrepreneurs trying to help entrepreneurs. Part of that group is what's called a forum, and we'd have 8 to 12 guys that we'd meet every year. And I did that for a decade. So, you know, 12 meetings a year times, you know, 10 years, 100, over 100 meetings. I would say of those meetings, and, you know, we'd all talk to you, and some guys were doing, you know, some guys had $20 million companies, some guys just had $1 million companies. We're all trying to help each other out. I would say wholly a third of those meetings had some sort of a, I'm so sick of my partner, I'm ready to kill them. How do I get out of this partnership? This is the worst thing ever. So after that kind of experience, I have never taken, I mean, in real estate or something like that, I'll take a partner, but like as a business, like we're going to run this company together. I've never taken a partner just because I've never had a meeting, a forum meeting where someone went, or even a coaching client or anybody where this partnership's fantastic. It's usually okay, or, you know, okay is the best. And then the second best is I do all the work and they take all the money, or, you know, you know, I do all the work and they don't do anything. And then the third best, the worst is that person just lies, cheats, or steals. So, I don't recommend partnerships at all. And then when you go, but it's family, oh, good Lord, now it's even worse, right? If now you never can extricate yourself because these are your family, right? This business,
right?
It's been 20 years. I've had, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 businesses. But all my family's the same, right? And I would just hate to see you burn a bridge over that. That said, that's what I mean. That's using the term of partner of I own half, you own half. I own 60%, you own 60%. That doesn't mean you can't have a partnership with people or partner with people, just not in the ownership side. So a lot of people, maybe most, would that have had this experience would recommend you not work with family. But if you're going to, you can still employ them or pay them a percentage of the profits or do a lot of things without making them an owner. So you might say, I'll give you half the profits, or if you bring in this many customers, I'll pay this. So you, as long as you all agree, you can make any payment program that you want. Are they insistent, or are you insistent that you must be partners? They must own part of the company, or do they just want to have a stake in the outcome?
No, I think we just want to have a stake in the outcome. It's not really like insistent or anything.
Okay. So if we don't need to make them owners, it's the process becomes they're employees, right? And any employee you hire, whether it's a customer, whether it's a family member or a stranger or anyone in between, is very different. So you can agree, I'll pay you $10 an hour. I'll pay 10% of the profit. I'll pay you 30% of every dollar that you bring in. You can make anything up that you want, and that's all fine. But the difference is if and when the situation turns, right? You're like, I still love you as a brother, hopefully, but this employee thing's not working out, or, you know, the value you bring to the company is not helping, or he does it, right? This sucks. I want to leave, right? If he's an owner, now it's really tricky because he's like, screw it, I don't want to work anymore, but he's still the owner. He still can take money and get paid, and you're stuck. Now you got to buy him out. So if you're just going to be an employee, life's so much easier. If and when he decides it's not for him, great. He can just move on and no harm, no foul. If and when you decide he's not a fit, the same thing happens. But if he's an owner, you are stuck. You've got to buy him out. He can make decisions. He can take money out of your company. He can bankrupt you if he wants, and there's not much you can do about it. Okay, I could go on forever, but I want to make sure we get to the lightning round. Does that answer your question or not so much?
Yes.
Okay. So my encouragement would be find a payment method that works for you or an agreement. Hire them as employees. Feel free to pay them based on performance or part of the success, but just keep it so if and when they stop being interested, or you stop being interested, or both of you stop being interested, you can just part ways with a hug, as opposed to I own X percent of your company and I ain't going nowhere, or I'm not doing any work, but you will continue paying me forever. That's a bad scene. All right. Hopefully that was helpful. I know it's kind of a downer of an episode, but if it just saves one person from a bad partnership, both of our times will be well worth it. Even if that person is you, Susan, certainly with your family, right? I'd hate to see that, you know, money's one thing, but when family goes bad, that's a real problem. All right, let's hit the lightning round. I'll shut up for 10 seconds, give you the opportunity to answer some questions. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice that you've ever received?
Get your rest and keep yourself healthy as far as like physically and emotionally to be able to do your work.
You know, so few people talk about that, and it's huge. I love that. If your body is wrecked, no matter, usually your company's going to be wrecked. Very, very, very rarely do I see people in poor physical condition with healthy companies. But even if you do find that, so what? Who cares, right? If you drop dead at age 47, Big deal if you got a successful company. Way too few people bring that up. Thank you for saying that, Susan. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe the rest of us can learn from?
Underbidding myself just for the, because I was so desperate to get anything that, and just underbidding myself as far as what they pay me and also what they're requiring of me to do for them, and just having to lower my standards.
Listen up, Cleaning Nation. You might go, God, it's the fifth time I've heard that in 7 podcasts. Yes, it is. There's a reason. That is by far the biggest mistake people make right off the bat, is charging too low. No one would ever, I shouldn't say no one, but I can't think of anyone that's ever gone out of business by charging too much. I can list dozens of people that have gone out of business by charging too little. Well said. Very insightful, Susan. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today, immediately, right away, that will improve their lives and or their businesses?
Even if you're having a bad day, leave everything behind and come in and just approach your business and everything with a smile and expect good things. And because if you come in with a negative attitude because maybe you were fighting or you had a flat tire or something, it's not the customer's fault or anybody else's fault. So to just kind of leave whatever outside of the world outside and then just go in and be focused on what your duties are.
You are wise beyond, I don't know how old you are, Susan, but you are wise beyond your years. That is easy to say, very hard to do, but very good advice. Yes. Susan, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Susan's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.